Think about it, juggling medications. It's not something that probably crosses your mind every day, but for so many people, especially, as we get older, it becomes a real challenge.
It really does. We're talking a significant number of people here. Across Europe, something like 30% of older adults living at home are managing five or more different medications. That's a lot to keep track of.
It is. And it's not just about remembering what to take and when, is it?
No, not at all. When medications aren't managed well, it can lead to pretty serious problems, even contributing to unexpected hospital visits. And that's why there's been this growing push for medication reviews, or MERs, often in community pharmacies. It's a chance to really look at the whole picture.
Make sure everything's working as it should for the patient.
Exactly.
And these aren't just like quick check-ins, are they? They're pretty in-depth conversations.
That's the idea. Looking at all the medications someone's taking, aiming to maximize the benefit, and importantly, avoid any negative interactions or problems.
And the evidence shows they actually work.
The data is pretty convincing. These reviews have been shown to be cost-effective and can even help cut down on hospital readmissions.
Which is huge. Now, Germany, they've taken a really interesting step here, haven't they? On a national level.
Yes, exactly. Since 2022, Germany put a system in place where patients taking five or more prescribed medicines are eligible for one of these medication reviews in their local pharmacy.
And it's covered.
It is. Importantly, these reviews are covered by all health insurance providers. It's a proper nationwide effort to improve how people manage their medicines.
Okay, so it sounds like a fantastic idea, right? It's officially mandated, it's paid for. You'd think problem solved.
You'd think so.
But here's the twist, the intriguing part. Even with all this official support and reimbursement, the actual rollout, the implementation of these medication reviews in German pharmacies, it's been slower than expected.
Yeah, that's the puzzle.
And that's really what we want to dive deep into today.
Our goal is basically to understand why. Why hasn't this really promising initiative fully taken hold yet? We're looking at insights directly from the people, on the ground, pharmacy owners, and also employees working in the regional pharmacy chambers in Germany.
Trying to understand what they see as the key steps needed.
Exactly. What do they recommend to make these medication reviews a widespread reality? Especially thinking about other countries that might be just starting down this path. And we're drawing on some fascinating research where they specifically ask these stakeholders for their solutions for the how-to.
And the way they got this feedback, it wasn't just a casual survey, was it? They used a specific method.
That's right. They use something called the nominal group technique, or NGT.
Okay, NGT sounds technical. What is it basically?
It's essentially a structured way to brainstorm and build consensus. Think of it as a really focused group discussion designed to get everyone's best ideas out and then prioritize them.
So how did it work in this study?
Well, they brought together pharmacy owners for some discussions, and then separately, employees from the regional pharmacy chambers for others.
Kept them separate.
Yeah, four separate group discussions in total back in early 2023. I think there were about 17 people involved overall. Keeping them separate likely helped people feel more comfortable sharing within their peer groups.
Makes sense. So, what does this NGT process actually involve? It's not just chatting.
No, it's quite structured. First, everyone sits down and silently, on their own, writes down their ideas. In this case, they were thinking about mechanisms, specific actions, related to two main implementation strategies identified in earlier research: external facilitation, so how outside groups could help pharmacies.
Like the chambers, maybe.
Exactly, or other support organizations. And the second was altering incentives, what would motivate pharmacies and pharmacists to actually do these reviews.
So silent brainstorming first. Why silent?
Well, that initial silence helps everyone think independently without being influenced by the first few ideas thrown out, or by, the loudest voices in the room.
Okay, good point. Individual ideas first, then what?
Then comes the sharing phase.
Yeah.
They go around the room, round robin style. Each person shares one idea at a time, and it gets written down for everyone to see.
One by one.
Yep, until all the unique ideas are up on the board. This makes sure everyone's ideas get heard.
Okay.
After that, there's a discussion phase. The group goes through the list, clarifies points, discusses the pros and cons, making sure everyone understands what each suggestion really means.
So clarity and shared understanding sounds thorough. How do they then decide which ideas are the most important?
Right, that's the final step, prioritization. After the discussion, participants privately vote or rank the ideas they think are most crucial or would be most effective. Yes, again, to avoid group pressure. They might rank their top five, for instance. The researchers then tally these votes, or ranks, to see which mechanisms rise to the top as the highest priorities for the group.
So it gives a clear picture of the consensus.
Pretty much. It tells you what the key stakeholders, the people who need to make this happen, really think is needed.
Okay, fascinating process. So applying that NGT process here, what were the top recommendations? What did both the pharmacy owners and the chamber employees really zero in on?
Well, what's really striking is that the number one priority, the highest ranked mechanism overall when you combine the groups, was fit for purpose software.
Software. Okay, maybe not surprising in this day and age, but number one.
Number one by a fair margin, actually. Both groups strongly emphasized the need for software specifically designed to support these medication reviews.
Not just adapting something else.
No, something purpose-built. They pictured it being integrated right into their existing pharmacy management systems.
Ah, integration is key.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And having a standardized layout, a broad database you could easily search, filter functions to spot common medication-related problems,
yeah,
you can immediately see how that would streamline the whole process.
Definitely. If the tool is clunky or separate, it just becomes another barrier.
Precisely. One of the chamber employees specifically mentioned how good software could slash the time wasted on, like, manual data entry or editing, and make it easy to attach things like letters from doctors or relevant medical literature right from within the system they already use.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the pharmacy owners, they saw intuitive, user-friendly software as perhaps the single biggest incentive for actually adopting the service and making it feel feasible in a busy pharmacy.
So this single mechanism, the software, was seen as hitting multiple points.
Yes, the researchers linked it to four key implementation outcomes: encouraging adoption, getting pharmacies to start, improving appropriateness, making sure it fits, boosting feasibility, making it doable, and ensuring fidelity, helping them do it correctly.
Wow. Okay. So good tech is foundational. What else was high on their priority list?
The second highest ranked mechanism was detailed process support.
Process support. What does that look like in practice?
Pharmacy owners suggested things like having really clear standard operating procedures, SOPs, you know, step-by-step guides.
Right.
And maybe even redeveloped roles for pharmacists versus pharmacy technicians in conducting the reviews. A big focus here was on, quote, identification and correct placement of time resources.
Basically figuring out how to fit it in without overwhelming the staff.
Exactly. Time is always a premium in a community pharmacy.
For sure.
And interestingly, the chamber employees actually felt that this kind of clear process support would be the most effective incentive for getting pharmacies to adopt Mezos.
More than money.
Well, maybe not more than, but certainly seen as a very powerful non-financial incentive. One employee even highlighted the value of having someone, maybe from the chamber, actually visit the pharmacy.
Oh, like on-site help.
Yeah, to help them develop the right structures internally, maybe assist with the first few medication reviews they conduct.
Hands-on help to get started.
Mm-hmm. This was seen as really key for adoption, feasibility, and making sure the service felt appropriate for that specific pharmacy's workflow.
Okay, so software and clear processes with support.
Right.
What came next?
The third highest priority overall was the idea of an expert support line.
The helpline.
Sort of, yeah. A dedicated resource pharmacist could call or contact to get clinical feedback or answers to specific pharmacotherapeutic questions that come up during a review.
Like having a specialist on speed dial if they hit a complex case.
Pretty much. Think of it as a safety net or a knowledge booster.
How did the owners and chamber folks view this?
The owners really valued this. They felt having an expert readily available in the background would give them much more confidence to actually start offering the service.
Reduces the fear of the unknown, maybe?
I think so. And also helps ensure fidelity doing it right. They mentioned things like getting double checks or confirmation on their assessments.
Okay. Chamber employees also saw this as really important, particularly for feasibility. They noted pharmacists often lack the time for extensive self-research or double-checking, so quick access to expert advice would really help. So again, hitting multiple outcomes. Adoption, feasibility, fidelity.
Exactly. That expert backup builds confidence and maintains quality.
Makes a lot of sense. Was money the financial side mentioned? You said reimbursement was in place.
Yes, financial viability definitely came up, though it ranked fourth overall, a bit below the others we've discussed.
Still important, though.
Oh, absolutely. The pharmacy owners particularly raised points here. They suggested that maybe the remuneration, the payment per review, might need to be higher. especially in the initial phase.
Why initially?
Because of the time commitment. The official calculation was around 90 minutes per review, but owners felt that might not always be realistic when they're first learning the ropes and setting things up. They talked about needing some startup financing almost.
To cover that initial learning curve and investment of time?
Right. Making sure it's financially sustainable right from the get-go is obviously pretty fundamental.
Did the chamber employees agree on the money aspect?
They acknowledged its importance, linking it directly to the implementation outcome of cost. Mm-hmm. But they suggested a slightly different angle, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe reducing the cost of the materials needed to perform the reviews could also help financial viability.
Ah, okay. So increase revenue or decrease costs, different sides of the same coin.
Exactly. Both groups recognize finances matter, but offered slightly different solutions.
So those were the top four: software, process support, expert line, and financial viability. Were there other notable mechanisms that came out of these NGT sessions?
Oh, yes, definitely. Several other interesting ideas were prioritized, maybe not top four overall, but highly ranked within specific groups or categories.
Like what?
Well, thinking about that external facilitation piece, how outside groups can help the chamber employees really strongly advocated for training the entire pharmacy team.
Not just the pharmacists.
No, explicitly including the pharmacy technicians. Their reasoning was solid. Technicians often have the most patient contact right there at the counter.
True.
So they're perfectly placed to identify patients who might benefit from a medication review and maybe even do the initial introduction.
Get the conversation started.
Exactly. So training them was seen as crucial for feasibility, right, for penetration, reaching more eligible patients, and also for adoption by making technicians feel included and aware.
A whole team approach. That makes a lot of sense. What else from the chamber folks on external help?
They also suggested facilitating network support.
Meaning?
Creating ways for pharmacists doing these reviews to connect with each other, sharing best practices, maybe shadowing colleagues who are more experienced.
So you're learning again.
Yeah. And also potentially connecting with other healthcare professionals involved in the patient's care. Building those bridges.
Yeah.
Seen as good for appropriateness and feasibility.
Okay. What about ideas prioritized more by the owners?
The owners put quite a bit of weight on having things like teaching videos and adaptable templates.
Practical tools.
Very practical. They saw videos as a good way to address knowledge gaps within the team. And templates, especially ones they could easily customize for patient information leaflets about the MR service, were seen as really helpful.
Lowering the effort needed to communicate the service.
Mm-hmm. And related to that, they also like the idea of receiving a starter kit as an incentive.
The kit.
Yeah, like a package with ready-to-use materials.
Yeah.
Patient flyers, SOP examples, checklists, even billing instructions. Just practical stuff to make getting started easier. Linked to appropriateness, adoption, and feasibility.
Anything else on the incentive side, particularly from the chamber employees' perspective?
Yes, they had some interesting thoughts on non-financial incentives. One was emphasizing the benefits for the pharmacy and the pharmacists themselves.
Beyond just the payment.
Way beyond. Highlighting how offering Miss R's reinforces the unique clinical role of the pharmacist, moving beyond just logistics and dispensing.
Elevating the profession.
Right. Which, they argued, could increase job satisfaction, boost staff loyalty, maybe even help attract future staff.
Interesting angle.
They even floated the idea that some MR-related tasks, maybe the documentation part, could potentially be done from home, offering more flexibility, all linked to the long-term sustainability of the service.
Thinking about keeping staff engaged long-term.
Mm-hmm. Another incentive they proposed was increasing the visibility of role models.
Showcasing success stories.
Exactly. Featuring pharmacists who are already doing MR successfully, maybe in newsletters, social media, whatever, to show others it can be done and inspire them. Linked to appropriateness and adoption.
Makes sense if you see others doing it.
It feels more achievable. They also stress the importance of actively involving the pharmacy owners. Finding ways to reach the owners directly and get their buy-in, because their attitude really shapes how the whole team perceives the service.
Owner support is critical.
Absolutely influences adoption and appropriateness perceptions within the pharmacy.
Any final big ideas, maybe from the owners, on incentives?
Two more stand out from the owners. One was the reduction of bureaucracy.
The paperwork plea.
It's always popular. Less documentation burden for other pharmacy tasks to free up time, but also simplifying the MR-specific paperwork, mm-hmm, like how patient consent or input is gathered. Linked to appropriateness, adoption, feasibility. Mm. Less hassle makes it more attractive.
Understandable.
And the last one was a desire for a larger target group. specifically establishing a legal basis to offer these remunerated MRIs to patients living in care homes.
Expanding eligibility.
Yes, because they saw a particularly high need and potential impact in that specific patient population.
Wow. Okay, so a really rich set of very practical, very grounded recommendations came out of this.
Absolutely. And if you look at the overall pattern of what was prioritized,
yeah,
so many of these mechanisms focus on those early stages of implementation. Things linked to appropriateness, does this fit? Adoption, will we start doing it? And feasibility, can we actually manage it?
What does that tell you?
Well, based on implementation science frameworks, like EPIs, it strongly suggests that the German system, despite the mandate being in place for a bit, is still really in the early exploration and preparation phases. They're still figuring out the how.
Interesting. It's not about if it should be done, but how to do it effectively on a large scale.
Precisely. And what's really striking, kind of the dog that didn't bark, is that none of the prioritized mechanisms were about improving the acceptability of medication reviews.
Meaning no one felt they needed to convince people, pharmacists, or patients that MRIs are a good idea.
Exactly. It suggests there's already a general agreement on their value. The bottleneck isn't convincing people of the why, it's solving the practical challenges of the how.
Making it easy, efficient, and supported for the people on the front lines.
That seems to be the core challenge right now.
Now, you mentioned this was based on research. Like all studies, I assume it had some limitations we should probably mention.
Yes. The researchers themselves pointed out a few things. The number of participants, 17, is relatively small. Though they did feel they reached data saturation, meaning they weren't hearing many brand new ideas by the end. Also, because participation was voluntary.
You might get people who are already keen.
Exactly. The results might skew towards those already interested in or positive about medication reviews. And finally, the NGT groups didn't include employed pharmacists, the ones actually doing the day-to-day MRs in many cases, only owners and chamber employees. Their perspective could add another layer.
Right. Those are fair points to keep in mind. Wrapping things up, what's the main takeaway message from this deep dive into these German recommendations?
I think the core message, the big takeaway, is that for successful national implementation of complex services like medication reviews, especially when you're starting out, you have to focus on practical support mechanisms.
Right?
Like user-friendly integrated software, like really clear, detailed process guidance, and like readily accessible expert advice when people get stuck. Those seem paramount.
And the money. And team training.
Also, critical pieces of that practical puzzle, yes. Financial viability and ensuring the whole team, including technicians, are trained and engaged.
And these lessons, they're not just specific to Germany's situation, are they?
Oh, absolutely not. These insights about the nitty-gritty of implementation, the need for usable tools, clear roadmaps, and expert backup are highly relevant for any country in the early stages of rolling out a national medication review program.
So focusing on these kinds of prioritized mechanisms could really help accelerate things elsewhere.
I think significantly, yes. It gives a clear indication of where to invest effort and resources to smooth the path for pharmacists and pharmacies. Ultimately, that's how you improve patient care through these services.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? As we finish up, this focus on the practicalities, usable tools, clear guidance, expert support, how might that apply beyond just healthcare? Think about implementing any new complex process or service, maybe in your own field of work or interest. What are the equivalents? What's the fit-for-purpose software or the expert support line needed to make that innovation take root and succeed? It's a really interesting lens.
It is. A useful way to think about driving change effectively. And of course, for anyone listening who wants to get into the weeds on this specific study, see all the mechanisms discussed.
Where should they look?
The full research paper is available. It was published in the International Journal of Clinical Pharmacy. You can find a much more detailed breakdown of the methodology, the rankings, and all the specific suggestions there.